You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100, where it is time for us to play Rattle Off. The first person to get through today was Judy. Judy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't realize I was going to be first.
Well, here you are.
You're first.
Isn't that great? No one can take the prize from you. It's all yours.
You're freaking out.
Oh, my goodness.
I am. Earlier this morning, I was singing songs based on each caller's name. For Judy, there's Judy in disguise. There's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. I can't think of any other Judy songs.
I've heard
songs.
That one.
Yeah.
Well, you'd know it if you heard it. Judy, what do you do?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
All right.
How many
do
you got there?
I got three kids, 6, 5, and almost one.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your
gracious
heart. What's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
I have no idea. I haven't even got that far. We're already late to the first thing we're doing today. So,
which is what?
Going to my Fit for Mom workout class.
Oh.
With all three kids.
Do you work out?
Them in the stroller.
Oh, you work out with the kids, huh? You like bench press your little baby and
what is the 1 year old? What are they doing while you're doing this?
Sometimes. Oh, usually my other two oldest are not sitting in the stroller and the baby will sit in the stroller.
Okay. While you work out.
That's great.
Yes, exactly.
Hey.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready, Judy?
Sure.
All right, Judy.
Wait a minute, did you call us or
did we
call you?
No, she's all flabbergasted. She was first. She's freaking out, man.
I don't know what to do. I wasn't expecting to be first.
She didn't want to be first. She's late to her class. She's got three kids.
Well,
she has no idea what she's doing for dinner.
If she's late for class, then she should probably want to go first. Right?
That's true.
And spaghetti. You should make spaghetti tonight.
Spaghetti is always good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay?
The kids love that.
Make it easy.
Or grilled cheese.
Ooh.
Yes.
Grilled cheese is even easier than spaghetti, I think.
That's true. Yes, we just had that the other night, though, so I can try to mix it up.
I can have it every day.
Do it every night next week and see how the kids react.
The week of cheese.
Okay. Week of cheese.
It's cheese week.
You have a bunch of little constipated children.
Boy, that sounds fun.
Now that we've broken the ice with you, now you're all relaxed and calm, right?
Yes.
All right. Your letter that I'm giving you is B, as in bumblebee, basketball, baseball, B. In 10 seconds, Judy, please give us 5 music artists. We don't care if these are solo artists or bands. It doesn't matter. But 5 music artists that begin with the letter B. Ready and go.
Blink-182, Blake Shelton, Beck.
Oh, you got 3. And you named some of our favorites.
How about Beyonce?
How about the Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good one.
The Beastie Boys.
Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I should have got that.
Judy.
Judy probably had Backstreet Boys posters on her wall.
Oh, it was more NSYNC.
Team NSYNC.
All right. Very good.
Listen, we've enjoyed talking to you. Have a great workout today, okay?
Yeah, enjoy that spaghetti.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 It was funny that she was freaked out.
I know.
All right, is it Helly? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, it's pronounced Ellie, just kind of like
Ellie?
Spelled differently. Yeah.
Like a silent Ellie. H?
Okay.
Silent H, that's it.
What is it short for? I bet it is short for something.
It's short for a long name. It's short for Eliodoro.
Whoa, that's an awesome name.
Oh, my God. I wish that was my name.
Eliodoro.
Well, cool.
That's a sexy name, dude.
Hey, good morning. Coming at you here at Mix 100. This is Eliodoro and
Eliodoro.
Jeremy. You and Jeremy.
And Jer.
Cool.
Is that Greek? I'm just guessing here.
It is Greek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Excellent.
What do you do, Ellie?
Right now, I'm delivering for Grubhub.
What do you got in the car?
I have nothing right now. I was actually on my way to go pick something up. I'm just getting my day started.
All right. Very good. I hope you get mad tips today, buddy.
Oh, thanks. I usually do, so hopefully keep that going.
And I hope you get something good that you can sample while you're driving around.
Yeah, eat a fry.
Get in their bag. They don't care.
You know, no, I don't do that.
All right, that's good.
I'm going to tell you something. The category we've got for you that just happens to be coming up is actually one that is right up your alley. So,
okay.
But these have to be fast food restaurants, not traditional restaurants. Fast food restaurants, hold on, that do not sell burgers. Five fast food restaurants that do not sell burgers. Ready and go.
Oh, man, this is tough. Dairy Queen?
DQ has
that was actually, I think, pretty easy.
Like Wahoo Fish Tacos?
Well, I mean, Chick-fil-A, KFC, Arby's, Taco Bell.
You know, I was thinking about like burgers and like chicken sandwich burgers. I was like, I don't think that would work, but I guess they could.
I guess I would have accepted Starbucks even, really, because they have those breakfast sandwiches.
Well, Ellie, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you drive carefully today, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Next up is Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
I just dropped my kids off for their little summer camp, and I am just going to go home and have a good time.
And decompress a little, huh?
TV or something, yeah.
Little mom time.
A little day drinking, maybe?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, at least I put the idea in your head. Let me put it that way. Come 11 o'clock, you're going to say, well, it's 11. On the East Coast, it's after 12. I'll have a little nip here.
Drink up.
What kind of camp for the kids?
A STEM camp for one of them. Well, for two of them. And then I have another camp. It's like it's called Lake Water Lake Camp.
What are all these camps costing you this summer?
Quite a bit. I spent around almost $100 per kid.
How many kids?
Well, I've got four, but one of them is with their dad, so I'm like, stay there.
You pay for that one.
That's expensive.
All right, listen, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I hope so.
You got this. Come on.
Don't overthink this one, because this one could also be very easy as well. So let's see how you do. 10 seconds, Danielle. Five things that you might see at the beach. You see at the beach. Ready and go.
A shark, water, sand, a beach towel, a volleyball, people, swimsuits, goggles.
You know what? I think you could go on. What was that game show called? The Pyramid? $25,000 Pyramid or whatever? $100,000 Pyramid? Yeah. You'd be really good because you rattled off a bunch. You are a winner!
Right on.
Now, see, now you got a reason to break out an adult beverage when you get
go
home.
Go toast yourself, all right?
Go do a little celebration, right. Eh? Mm-hmm. Eh? That laugh. Danielle, you are charming. If you will please stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. See, that's how it works.
It's easy.
You know, we talk to a few people, we have a few chuckles, and next thing you know, we're giving away prizes.